Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you lovely beings be? Woohoo! Today is June 6, 2016. 666. And what else is possible? So we are here in June. Wow. So in approximately 18 days, we're going to have summer solstice, the longest day of the year. And then after that, we're going to start losing minutes. And we're going to start losing, and days are going to start getting shorter and shorter and shorter. But, you know, that's still a ways from now. Let's enjoy the now. Let's be here. Let's be present. And I have a challenge for you guys. How have you been liking the processes we've been doing the last couple of weeks, the clearing of the space process, which, you know, you're able to do that before you meditate, or if you feel your energy, the energy in the place that you're in to be a little bit stagnant, it's always a good idea to clear it. Also, the relaxation, a stress-free process that we did last week, actually, or the week before, because I wasn't here last week. So this week, we're going to be adding our energy to a bigger pot, to a bigger tribe. And the deal is to do an abundance process for the next 7 days so that we can, the abundance process will have to be either listened to or just say it, you know, consciously. And you can download these episodes, right? So just snip it away where the process is and listen to it in the morning and in the evening. And then for the next 7 days and see what it is that is happening, what you're creating. But before you do that, make sure you have a clear understanding of what abundance means to you. Sometimes it means one thing to one person and something else to someone else, but and maybe something else to something else, right? So what does abundance mean to you? As I wrote in the episode information, to the universe, abundance means providing enough that you don't go without at the present moment, at the present time. So if that's what it means to the universe, when humans talk abundance, we talk about more in the terms of money. But in reality, abundance is having a lot of something. That could be a lot of debt. That could also mean abundance. Could be a lot of friends. That's also an abundance. Could be a lot of time. If you were always looking for time, and suddenly you find yourself unemployed, you did create abundance. Abundance of time. So be aware of what it is that you are creating and what it is that you're looking for as a target to shoot for, right? Otherwise, you're going to be, we're like babies with bazooka in this multidimensional energy. Creation. What we think starts the creation process. So think about what it is that you would like to accomplish. What I've done for this next 7 days, what I've personally done, it says the thing is to create a place where you set the things that you want, that you're looking for, that you would like to achieve, certain things. One of those should be something that will benefit your environment, that will benefit the animals in your environment. Something like that. Somewhere where you go about a lot so that when you look at it in the morning and the evening, you just be in gratitude, okay? So what I've done for me is I created a PowerPoint page, just one page, And on it, I included pictures of what it is that I want. Okay? I want one for the environment. I have a picture of a river, a calm river, with a lot of greenery and mountains around, meaning spending time with my friends golfing. I would like to have more free time to enjoy. So I would like to have, I would like to create more of, more abundance of this. I would like to create more abundance of money, if that's what you're looking for. Whether that would be, you know, a picture of a lot of money, or if you want to put a couple, $5, $20, $100 on your altar, that's great. You want to increase in sales, you want to increase in business, you want to increase in customers, go ahead and put it there. It can also just be a simple piece of paper where you just write what you're looking for. Just 7 things. Don't make it too big. There's plenty of time to, for you to repeat it over again. And then every time you go by it, you turn your face to it and you just add in gratitude. Just say thank you. Thank you. You know, you don't have to do other than that. You don't do anything else. Every time you look at it, you just say thank you. Thank you. Be in gratitude. Being in gratitude helps to see what you actualize. Being in gratitude takes you to a different vibration, one of receiving. So you're going to be open to receiving more of what it is that you have in your altar. So be ready for receiving it. Okay, go ahead and so you have your 7, and you're going to be doing this morning and evening. So you can go ahead and, like I said, snip it from this. That way you can listen to it, or you can just write it or write to me, and I'll send you the warning, and that will be it. So right now, let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And we will start. We're going to start with clearing the room, so of any energy be in the room that you're in. And then we're going to go on to exciting the abundance process as well. Okay? So take a deep breath and exhale. If you're offering heavy machinery, please stop this and come back and listen to this later. The energy is supported, so you don't have to worry about it. As you know the drill. But please do not listen to this as you're driving or operating heavy machinery. Take another deep breath. Let your barriers drop. It's been a long day. The energies from the soul, from the solstice are coming in already. And also, there is a lot of stuff going on out there with the planets and the stars. So, if you're tired, if you're waking up tired, be patient with you and your body. Again, very strong. So, just be gentle to you. One more deep breath. And exhale. Let your shoulders drop. Little drop. There you go. We connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. We accept blessings for all of creation. We intend to clear the room that we're in of all negative energy, negative information. We allow our awareness in so that it completely fills the room. Feel yourself expand. Feel your awareness expand. So you completely touch all four walls. We are able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from the dream and ourselves. We feel the changes that confirm, just clearing. And we are filled with gratitude. And exhale. Now feel the room. Is it calmer? Are you calmer? Feels different, doesn't it? It definitely feels different. Now that you know what abundance is to you and what you would like to actualize, go ahead and start the abundance process. Remember, you are in this with other people. So you also please intend that whoever is joining you to also be beneficial to them, to meet their goals and their targets, and they will do the same to you. So as in you shall receive, do unto others what you want done unto you, remember? So as you intend others to be successful with their abundance process, they will also be wishing you, intending you to be successful. Do unto others what you want done unto you. So, and I'm going to do this in the first person, the I versus the we, so that when you listen to this in the next couple of days, in the next 7 days, it's just you. But as you go by your altar, you intend that everybody who is in this will also be, they will also be successful. So let's go ahead and start. Be present, Creator, the source of all feeling. I accept blessings for all of creation. Tension is to allow abundance to continually flow into my life. I go back in time before any event which triggered any sense of lack or poverty in my life, and from that the other events and participants go their own way. Our lives are not entangled. This decision opened my heart and mind to the opportunities for abundance and the reasons for crisis that exist in my life. Every day I am blessed, and the right people appear at the right time. This is the Creator's standard for me, and so it is. Take a deep breath. Down the energy. Grounding with you. Make sure you have your altar of the 7 things that you would like to actualize. One of them being something for the environment, something for the animals. Environment and or animals that you would like to also benefit. And make sure that by your altar daily, you, of course, the altar is going to be somewhere where it's going to be for high traffic by you. And make sure that you are in gratitude. That is number one. Also, make sure that you intend others who are doing this to also be successful with their accomplishments, with whatever it is that they would like to accomplish. And they will do the same thing to you and for you. Remember, we are pulling our energies with others. So one person is powerful. 100 people will exponentialize this. So start doing this. Don't forget that everything is always happening now. So even if you come in a day later, and this will continue for you, because all you have to do is intend that you join the group at the beginning, and your energies will be full with it, and you will be receive the benefits of that, and they will receive the benefits of your energy. So everything is happening in the now. No worries if you start late or anything like that. But be honest that you want. Be clear on what it is that you want. And be clear of what abundance means to you. Remember, you are playing with the Zutas here. These energies are very powerful. And if you are not sure, you're going to get an abundance, but might not be what you're actually looking for. So remember that. Okay? What else? So let's talk about the energies that are coming in. Coming in are very strong. Once again, be gentle with your body. The energies, we have a couple of things going on. We have the planets and we have the solstice. Solstice, it's in about 18 days or so, June 20th, I think. And be aware that your body is going to start feeling if it hasn't already, very lethargic because of the solstice. And also the planet's influence. I believe there's a grand cross going on right now. Be aware of that. If you feel like you need to take a nap, you feel you need to take it easy, don't force yourself to do more than you can. Be listening to your body. You only have one body, and you need it to move from A to B. Without it, you cannot move. So be cognizant of that, okay? And don't be making yourself, if you are doubting as to whether you can actually actualize anything, and saying I want $1 million, a lot of people would like to have millions and millions of dollars, but they're not open to receiving it. And actually, the universe is doing us a favor by not giving us the millions of dollars. You see how people who win the lottery, they also lose that money right away? That's because they're not open. They're not ready to receive the money. They got the money, but once they got it, they cannot hold it. So if you cannot receive millions of dollars, just ask for additional, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 this month. How would that change your reality? And what if you were to ask every month and do this just for 7 days, or if you ask every month to bring you 10,000 additional dollars, that would be $120,000 more, right? Could you live without salary? It would be nice to have an extra $120,000, okay? So don't make it something that is so hard. Make it something that your mind can conceive and can accept. Because if you say, if you have made it that it's a fantasy to have $1 million, then your mind is going to say, no way, we're not going to do that because it's a fantasy. And it's got to stay in fantasy reality. But if to you, you can make a real 10, 20, 30,000 a month, do that. And that's what you want to put on your piece of paper. You want to put that, you want additional, make additional 10,000, 20,000, 40,000, 50,000, 100,000 a month. whatever is conceivable to you, but you have to believe that you can do it. Okay? Like I said, I kept mine very simple. I did just pictures, and I'm gonna tape it to my office, because I spend 80% of my time in my office. So I'm gonna be doing that and having it there. I was also thinking of putting it as the background to my in my laptop, so I can always see it in the background and be grateful for it. So don't, you know, make it as simple as possible. You don't have to make it hard at all. And just do the process in the morning and in the evening. Simple as that. Morning and evening. And it doesn't take more than 5 minutes, really. If you want to linger with the energy, which is sometimes you just wanna, it's so nice, because the energies are like really, you bask in that energy once it's like the creator, and your crown just gets all lit up and everything. I like to do that and linger there for a bit. If you want to do that, you can do that too as well. You know, you don't have to keep it to whatever long. It's yours. It's your life. It's your creation. Play with it. Have fun. In your dishes, in your wishes, in your targets, make sure you add fun there. Fun, joy. Money follows joy. It's not gonna come if you're all serious and you think it's worth it. It's not gonna come. So make it fun, make it joyful for you to do something like this. Okay? What else? Thank you for those of you who wrote saying how much you enjoyed the clearing process for the rooms, and that, and how you were clearing each room in your house. And yes, you to answer your question, yes, you can actually do the entire house from one room. You don't have to go to each and every room. If you don't want to, your entire house or entire apartment that you're in, and then just make yourself as big as you want to. You can make yourself as big as a couple of blocks in your neighborhood if you want to clear the neighborhood of negative information, negative influences. You can make yourself as big as a couple of miles if you want. You can make yourself as big as the planet if you desire. And you can clear negative influences in the planet. So start thinking about global achievement, global or universal achievement. Yes, it's good to think about you, but then I kind of the movie Fantasia by Disney. Remember when they were making Mickey Mouse, the apprentice magician, and he starts thinking about learning magic, and he starts sweeping the kitchen. And then in his dream, he's conducting the planets and how they behave and stuff like that. Dream big. Yeah, when you do something, do it for you and intend others in your same situation to also benefit from it. And you will get more benefit out of that, because do unto others what you want done unto you. If cannot receive it, it will come back to you. Okay? It will come back to you, and that's a double whammy, because, okay, now you have wishes from you to others that they didn't receive, comes back to you, and then you have more opportunities to get it. And if they do receive it, they will also send back to you the same thing that you gave to them, only duplicate. How does it get any better than that? So always think about, and that's the other thing, when you send somebody negative thoughts, it also comes back to you. Remember? It also comes back to you. So be aware of what thoughts you're sending others, so that if they do not receive it, or if you are not hurting you. Because do unto others what you want done unto you, that is very true. It doesn't have to be, a lot of what we're talking about is not in the conscious realm, it's in the subconscious realm. I used to say unconscious. Yeah, it is. A lot of people are very unconscious about it, but it's still in the subconscious realm. Okay, so do unto others what you want done unto you. As you're walking by somebody, just wish them, you know, good, wish them good health, wish them good luck, wish them good, good whatever. It comes back to you in 7 days. Write to me. My email is in the information, episode information. I like to hear how you guys are doing, what you're creating, and let's have some fun. Let's change the world. Let's unite with the other, people, so that our energy quadruple, quintuple, and you know, produce 10 times, 100 times more than what we could do on our own. I am so happy. I am so ecstatic about this. And that's the only reason why I'm doing this today, because I'm using that other group as well so that we can all benefit from it. And how else is possible? Thank you, my friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful to you. And until next time, have a good week. Bye-bye.